Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now, there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC, used with permission.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
So Brian Koberger's attorneys just hit pause and basically told the court, hey, we're getting a little more time. We got to look at the menu a little bit more. We got to find out more about his childhood, about all the issues that he may have had, about everything. So when it comes time to kill him, maybe you guys think twice. Seems to be kind of what's going on here. It is a... It's a high-profile murder trial. You got to make sure the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, because you don't want to dot the T's and cross the I's. That gets a little weird.
It's problematic.
Yeah, it causes issues. So why is this going on? Because a recent NBC Dateline episode, they say, blew a hole in any chance of their client getting a fair trial. Now, I mean, come on, let's be real here. Dateline does episodes on all sorts of cases. Koberger and Ann Taylor seem to be looking for anything they possibly can put their hands on to go and say, technicality, this is unfair, somebody said this, a lot of, yeah. While at the end of the day, his DNA's on the knife sheath, he has a shopping history of buying the weapon, he's taken a bunch of creepy photos of himself, his car's pinging right there, they know he did it.
They have to know.
At this point, you got to be saying, okay, well, we got to try and save his life. I think that's really what we're up to right now. So they are asking in a new court filing, they're asking that this special, aired nationwide, served up a batch of details that weren't even public yet, like footage showing a car that looks suspiciously like Koberger's cruising around near the King Road house where the four University of Idaho students were murdered. That footage, along with other tidbits, wasn't supposed to be out there, but now it's primetime entertainment. They're basically saying because this is out there now it's impossible for him to get a fair jury trial. I got news for you. Not everybody follows true crime. In fact, no. A lot of people don't. Because I get asked what I do all the freaking time, and there's some that light up with excitement because they know exactly what I'm talking about, and there's some that are like, huh? What? I don't know about that one. So I'm sure you could easily find a group of, huh? I don't know about that one in a jury. Yep. It's not going to be impossible, Anne, and you know that, and I know that, and everybody knows that. And, well, I don't know if Brian does, because Brian, you know, seems to be a bit of a sociopath, but you're going to find a jury. But it is a murder case.
You know, I see the point about now some of the evidence that's out there. And let me tell you, that Dateline episode was stunningly startling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if anybody saw it and ends up in a jury questionnaire, it's going to be troubling and they're probably disqualified because they've suddenly seen some really damning evidence against this man.
You got this thing going on in Boise, though. There's a lot of people there.
Yeah.
You're going to find enough that aren't. I mean, I can see the argument back if it was still in Moscow, Idaho.
Get sure. That. Those people were directly affected by this murder because they knew somebody that lived near there. They knew somebody who knew the victims. They drove by the area it happened by. I mean, whatever the reasoning is, now that it's not in that city, you're going to find people who have no idea that this was even going on. And you're going to go, how did you not know about it? Well, there are people who don't know, because I ran into somebody 2 weeks ago that thought that Joe Biden was still president, didn't realize we had an election. I shit you not. Didn't realize that we had already had that election and there's a new president.
What's wrong with that person?
They kind of did this. Well, I'm not on social media. Okay. I can get that. I have a flip phone and I don't watch a lot of TV.
Well, they might as well be Ted Kaczynski in the woods. Even he was more informed.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, when you walk into the office, and this person does work for a corporation, into the office, they had to have picked up on a vibe, either from the people who are Democrats or,
Believe it. I think they were giving you a line of BS.
I don't know.
You got to tell me more off the air, but okay.
There are people who live under this umbrella of I'm not in touch with the outside world
at all. I mean, that'd be quite an umbrella to live under, just to not even know those basics. But maybe there are that dumb of people out there. I mean, I get not wanting to be participating in it, but I mean, mm-hmm. you got to know at least, you know, the sun comes up in the morning and it goes down at night. And just the basics of what's going on in your civilization around you, that'd be a healthy thing.
What's interesting is she has disconnected from the world. And the only reason that I really even was in touch with her is an email. So I know that she's got a computer, and we were just talking back and forth about some cat stuff. She really is disconnected. Now, she used to be really involved.
She's going to marry the cats. This is going to be one of those stories where there's cat love going on, and it's not just like, these are my pets.
I got to tell you, Tony, there was a little twinge of envy in my voice when I'm like, really? You are that disconnected from mainstream anything. What a glorious place to be for a few minutes. You know,
I would go nuts.
Well, yeah, for a few minutes, it'd be great. I think it would make me batshit crazy.
There's something wrong with you.
I want to go to the cabin and disconnect from everything.
That's an unhealthy disconnection. That's like a cognitive dissonance that's really not healthy to know. I mean, don't have to be into it, but you should know the basics of what's going on around you.
Well, and then when I explain what I do for a living, and you know, you can get the app on your phone, and she
not
was
on
just
a flip
like,
phone. Yeah. Well, hey, you know, it's okay if that's what they like to live, as long as they're not harming anybody. Probably not the healthiest of human beings, but if they're not harming anybody or themselves, you know, or the cats aren't harming them.
Yep.
Although I'd say you probably have fairly high odds that the cats are going to eat her alive at some point.
Alive? Hell, they're waiting for
her
to just
dead.
Die.
Like, I'm guessing there's nobody else in her house, just a wild guess?
Correct.
Oh! Shocker there. So I'm going to guess she'll die, and the cats are going to eat her. That's how this will all end?
Okay. And we won't find out until somebody, you know, 3 months after her death says, we need to do a welfare check
on the cats.
Heard from her. Yeah.
There'll be a welfare check on the cats before there'll be one on her.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Koberger, if you've somehow missed the case, is the former criminal justice PhD student accused of stabbing four students. Ethan Chapin, Zana Kernodle, Madison Mogan, and Kaylee Gonzalez in their off-campus house back in November of 2022. He's pled not guilty. Prosecutors want the death penalty if he's convicted. So, yeah, the stakes are a little bit high here. And now his legal team is saying that going to trial in August of 2025 as originally planned would be flat-out unfair. Beyond just Dateline, between the leaked evidence and all this pretrial publicity, they say the jury pool isn't just tainted. It's basically been marinated in media coverage. That'd be a neat flavor of marinara sauce.
Ew.
You like to see the Rao's or the Prego? Well, okay, let me ask you. As a pasta sauce... do you buy pasta sauce in a can?
I do.
Or a jar?
I don't eat a lot of pasta these days, but I've got a favorite.
I like to make my own, but I do have some go-tos when I don't have any of that. What is your go-to?
Classico spicy red pepper.
Ooh, that sounds good.
So it's kind of in the squarish bottle.
I haven't tried that.
And spicy red pepper is not findable in all places. They have every other flavor.
I can't say I've seen it, honestly.
It's really good.
Spicy.
It's got red a little pepper. Bit of a kick to it.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what about childhood? Did you have a specific one that your mother would get or anything like that? Or
I think Ragu was the only one because I'm old.
What about Prego? There was Prego.
Prego came out probably, I want to say maybe in the 80s.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And you're like a little
just
bit
the basic.
Yeah. We would do
not
the Prego.
Not the veggie one.
We would do the Prego and the green one. I don't know what the green one is. With the Prego green one is like a taste of childhood. And it turns out it's a lot of corn syrup.
right? High fructose corn syrup.
Yeah. I think today I get the, I think I get the Rao's. I like the, Harper likes the vodka sauce one. She mm-hmm. does shots of pasta sauce before we have dinner together. It's kind of
throw in some cream cheese.
Yeah.
In it?
Yes, exactly. It's very good. Anyway.
Baby.
I don't know how we go. Oh, medium marinara, the way it was phrased. Anyhow,
yeah, medium marinara would just taste salty.
And by the way, since we're not doing Karen Reed today, here's a salute to you, Karen. It's a vodka tonic in a A&W glass. There you go.
I don't think she'd go to an A&W, but do you think half the country listening knows what that is?
Oh, yeah.
Even Willie's?
It's all over. Yeah.
Okay.
But wait, there's more.
Mm-hmm.
The defense also flagged an upcoming book about the case that, according to its own promo blurb, might include even more leaked info, which means, according to Koberger's attorneys, this Dateline leak wasn't a one-time oopsie. It started to look more like a pattern. And the filing reads like a laundry list of legal headlines, or the filing does. Incomplete investigation, still missing discovery material, a growing concern that this case is being tried in the court of public opinion before it ever hits a real courtroom. Well, guess what? You're going to have to deal with that one because that's not going away. So everybody having all these issues with media coverage and this and that, sorry, that's how the world works now. So stop bitching about it and find better ways to deal with it.
Because mm-hmm.
it's not going to stop. That's just what it is. That's the environment that we live in today. Now, as far as the whole you need more time, you have had all the information now for, we're going close to 3 years at this point. Have you been spending too much time stargazing with Brian late at night, you know, out there in the rural areas?
Cloudy.
In a cloudy night where you can't see anything? Or are you just really, really trying to reach here? Because it feels a lot more like a reach than an actual legal argument. Judge Hippler, who's overseeing the case, recently asked both sides to turn over names. He's not taking this stuff lying down. Names of anyone who had access to the leaked material. And so far, no one's been publicly blamed. But it is clear the judge wants to know who's whispering secrets behind the scenes. At the heart of it, the defense is saying that this trial goes forward under these conditions. Any conviction will be built on shaky ground, shaky enough to overturn the conviction, is what the prosecution or the defense is, you know. They're saying a lot of stuff. That's what they're saying. And in the interest of everybody, you don't want any sort of possible ways where this is going to be overturned, you know, on an appeal. But you can't really control that information came out there. It's strong for the case. It's not going away. People are going to keep finding more things out. You were lucky enough. You got the gag order that you did at the beginning that you did. So what else you got? You're not going to find much more in whatever data you haven't gone through yet. I know you need to find your experts and stuff to argue if he's, you know, fit for being executed. But at the end of the day, I mean, he got up, he worked, he was a PhD student, killed four people likely. I really, frankly, don't give a flying F what happened to him in childhood. Sucks, horrible, yes, not grounds to let you live the rest of your life alive and breathing the same air as us. It's not, and I don't know that there really was anything that happened to him in childhood. He just kind of seems to be the broken brain type.
Yeah.
Nobody been,
it feels that way.
nobody wants to spend years in a case just to hit replay because things weren't done right the first time. And that's true, because if they, this is where Hippler has to be careful. Yes, she can scream, oh, it's going to be, you know, overturned on appeal, blah, blah, like, yeah, okay, just like he likes to go stargaze too. But you really got to make sure that there's not any chance of that, or that we're going to get a retrial because of some sort of argument that is legitimate on the front end of this. And then the whole family and everybody has to go through this again, basically for the next 10 to 15 years, because that's what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be another 4 or 5 years of getting this case ready and finally go to trial. And you hope that it's ready then. I mean, the longer he has, the more they're going to try and find reasons. They're going for technicalities, and the clock is running out, and they don't have a technicality. And that's what they're going at now. Dateline has there's no allegiance to anything. They can publish whatever the hell they want, whatever they get their hands on.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not breaking a gag order or anything like that. Now, how they got the information, who knows? I don't know the answer to that. And yeah, I mean, ideally, you don't want people leaking things, but people leak things. It's always happened. It always will. Does not take away from the guilt or innocence of a potential suspect in a case or someone who's being charged with that crime. So, yeah, I don't know how much I buy the we need more time thing. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like she's done a lot of crying wolf.
Yeah.
And now we're at the point where, yeah, whatever, Anne. I mean, you did your job, but now it's just kind of getting redundant. Third-party culprit, that's what they're going to be supposedly bringing to the table here in the coming days to the judge. It's all under seal. But they're going to have to be specific. They can't just be saying something to the effect of, well, we think it was another masked man that did it with bushy eyebrows. No.
That was circling the house and checking it out, and yeah.
Somehow his phone is pinging there. I mean, they don't have it. And just because someone says they have it doesn't mean they do.
Yep.
So that's the latest on the Koberger case. We'll find out in the coming days what the judge is going to decide, because we thought that this last hearing was going to be the last one before the trial. No. As in everything in this case, it just keeps getting a little more crazier and a little more deep than it necessarily needs to be. But again, this is how our legal system works. So, like it or not, that's what we got.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I've gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.